Good morning. You are listening to Driving Divas, Carpooling for the Future. And our motto today is, we didn't ask your permission to be born, so we don't ask your permission to speak our minds. Today's topic is dipshit drivers. Trish, unbelievable drivers. No signals. I guess those are optional now in cars?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to use a turn signal.
Oh, and how about the left lane etiquette? Seriously? You go the speed limit in the left lane?
In any lane, you know.
Well, not in any lane. Look at this dipshit in front of us. Watch, it's going to get over into the right lane. Oh, it's braking. Right. There's nothing in front of it. It's braking. Oh, my gosh. Let's see who it is.
Genius.
Yeah, it's a dipshit that can't see. We'll probably see a dipshit that's on the cell phone here pretty soon. Hey, Trish, there's an 18-wheeler in front of us. Why don't you pull a David O'Rear?
Okay. Here I go. As close to him as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ride there for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to decide to pass him.
Exactly.
Even though lanes and on either side of me are going to be open.
Of course. Oh, gosh. David O'Rear. They say women are horrible drivers. No, I think women are aggressive drivers. Men are just horrible drivers. I don't know what they have on their mind when they're riding somebody's ass and the other two lanes are empty.
Especially this one.
Here we go.
I'm getting closer. He's going pretty fast, though.
Yeah, he's going pretty fast. We don't have to trail his ass.
So while we're waiting to catch up to the truck here, how about those Mavs, huh?
Oh, yeah, the Mavs. Oh, my gosh. We had 5 players in double digits last night, which we didn't have in the previous games, only Dirk. And Dirk actually played with a flu. He played with 101 temperature.
Oh, my gosh.
That's genius. I mean, seriously, that is a player that wants a championship. But, like you say, a team is a team, not just an individual.
That's very true.
And that's what happened to Miami last night. Wade was the only player that really stepped up. He had, I think, 30-plus points. LeBron had under, I think, 15. I'm so ready for the Mavericks to win a championship.
I think the difference between the Heat and the Mavs as far as that one-player concept is that, the Mavs will still do well without Nowitzki, but they really excel with him. But I think the Heat would be pretty much the same without him.
Yeah, they always want to compare the three players to, the big three. Well, you know what? We only have one player, and all the games have been close. Just think if we had another star player that would really step up.
Wow.
We would probably just, walk all over, dribble, I should say, all over the, all over the Miami Heat. Because they're just, whatever. So tomorrow I'm wearing my shirt that I wore on Tuesday because I've worn it every day, every game that they've won. So I'm wearing it again on Thursday. Think anybody will say anything at work? Because I've got to wash it tonight and wear it again.
Who cares if they say something?
Yeah, you're right. Who cares? Remember, I didn't ask for them to be born. I didn't get their permission to be born, so I don't get their permission to speak my opinion, or I don't need to listen to theirs.
I can't even imagine what I'd say. Let's see. Oh, did you wear that shirt on Tuesday?
I'd say, yeah, the fuck I did, and I have a washer, too. Do you?
Did you wear that underwear yesterday?
Yeah, did you wear those underwear yesterday? Fucker.
What's that smell? Oh, you're wearing the same socks as you wore yesterday.
That's a good one. That's what I should say, right? Oh, yeah, what is that? Actually, what's that smell? You didn't wash your hair yesterday.
Your hair's looking a little greasy.
Exactly.
Anytime somebody tries to insult you, you just come back with another insult. That's what I do to Mo. He tries to insult me, and I come back with another one.
Yeah, he tried to say something yesterday about the Mavericks.
Did
he goes, oh, they're going to lose anyways, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, everybody always tells me, am I rooting for the New York Knicks since I'm from New York? And I tell him, no, I don't root for those kind of teams. I said, oh, yeah, you're like me then. Because I guess he was expecting that I was from Dallas. He forgets that I'm from Detroit. I said, I don't root for the Detroit Pistons, but I'm a Mavs fan for life because I live here in Dallas. He was like, oh, even if I did live in Dallas, I said, who's talking to me? And I start looking around, looking down. Who's talking? Because he's so short.
Yeah, right?
Boy, when he gets passionate about something, he's passionate about it.
Oh, he is. He's an interesting little fellow.
Little. You don't call him a Smurf.
That's right.
How dare you call him a Smurf? Yeah, he'll get scared. He'll get real scared. So what's in the news today?